Hey everybody, it's the 10th of August, and today we find ourselves in Romans chapter 2. The main point of Romans 2 is, I believe, Paul saying that man's sin of the Jewish people is just like the sinning of the Gentile people. That's you and me. Even though the Jews are called the God's chosen people, Paul makes it clear that they're committing the same sins as others who aren't Jews. There's a very interesting verse in verse 16 where Paul refers to the day that God judges men's secrets. But if we think about the word secret, secret is something that we don't want anybody to know about. And there are secret sins, and we can keep them from each other, can't we? We can keep our secret sins from other people. But we all know that we really can't keep those sins from God. Although sometimes we live our lives as if we're hiding those sins from God. Let me ask you a question. How futile is it for us to try to hide our sin from God? It's actually beneficial to make our sins known to God. In fact, it's essential for us to make our sins known to God. Not only that, it's really important, if I can go off topic for a moment, that we confess our sins to others, that we address our sins to others. Now, there's a really neat verse in the book of James that I'm sure that we will cover when we get there later on in New and 22. But it says in the 15th or the 5th chapter, the 16th verse of James, it says, confess your sins to each other and pray for one another so that you can be healed. Did you know that confessing our sins to other people can help us be healed? Now, how is that? Well, it's because when we confess our sins to each other, then the next step is confessing our sins to God. Sometimes confessing it to God comes first, but there's something to be said for confessing our sins to each other. You know, God knows all of our sin. That's common knowledge. So here's what I want to go with today. Let's search our hearts and confess our sins. We won't get to the judgment seat and somehow believe God isn't going to know all of our sins, do we? So is there a sin that you need to deal with today? Is there a secret sin that either you're hiding from others or you're hiding from God, that you're embarrassed to admit? Well, I'll be vulnerable with you today. I have to confess that I have secret sins. I have sins that a lot of people would never think that I deal with. I often have to ask for forgiveness for the secret sin of bitterness towards people who have hurt me. I have to confess my sin of pride, and even, believe it or not, my sin of doubt. I sometimes struggle to believe that God will bring me through my darkest times. And my head knows that that's not true, but I live my life and my thought patterns don't always reflect that I fully trust that God's got it under control. I don't think I'm alone in that struggle, but it is sin, doubting God's sovereignty and that God will bring us through things is sin. So will you take some time today, and would you just pause with me? I want to pray with you today. And can we confess our sins to one another, to get that clean slate again so that we can have peace? Because remember, on that day, God will judge men's secrets. Let's get them out there now. Father, we all have sin in our lives. And Father, those sins vary as much as the seasons. And Lord, none of them are secrets to you. So God, in this moment of honesty and vulnerability, Lord, would you forgive us for those sins that we like to keep secret? Maybe they're the sins that I deal with of bitterness or of doubt, or sins that I know I need to deal with when it comes to pride. Father, my friends who are hearing this, they may struggle with those sins. They may struggle with sins of their own. And I'm sure there's people that struggle with sins of lust and sins of greediness and sins of not letting go of the past. Even sin of not forgiving ourselves when we know we're forgiven by you. So Lord, in our hearts right now, Lord, we confess our sin to you. We give our sin and hand it over to you, Lord. No more secrets. And God, if there are people that you would place in our life that we can be real with, that can help us to be honest with them so that we can be more honest with you, Lord. Thank you for those people in our lives. Father, we know that we are sinners. We know that we will always be sinners, but our desire is for our sins to become less and less, that we would become more and more like you, as Paul discusses in this chapter today. Lord, thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for wiping our sins clean. And thank you, Lord, that you're a God of love, who accepts us and loves us, even in our sin, unconditionally, but that you desire for us to come to you and to make things right again. In Jesus' name, amen.